Look around yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony.
Ever wonder why? Did you ask yourself, how come things happen like they do? Did you ever wonder, why are we here? What's the purpose of life? And actually, is there really a God? Is there some way we could explore all of this? Well, that's exactly what our series is about. Exploring, understanding, searching, and discovering so that we can understand. And that's the name of our series, Understanding Islam. Brought to you by IslamReligion.com. I hope you'll stay focused with us on our series because we want to cover such things as proving whether or not there really is a God. What is the origin of everything? We'd like to know those things. We'd like to explore and find out more and then use testable evidences to prove, is there anything out there? And if so, what? And how do we know? And then on top of that, how do we know Islam is the religion of God? How do we know that Islam is the way? Or is it? What are the proofs? What are the evidences? We'll explore so many opportunities for our minds to think and then find out what's inside of us and know what our connection is to the one Almighty, creator and sustainer of the universe. All these things and so much more in this series. We hope to explore, to understand, so that we can benefit and carry this forward in our lives. Stay tuned for Understanding Islam, brought to you by IslamReligion.com.
Look around yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue.
When we're looking for evidences, when we want to find how we can understand something better, the proof is the essential ingredient that we need, isn't it? And here's a classic example on how to use simple, easy, logical explanation. These two piles of rocks right here. Now, we're looking at these two piles of rocks. If somebody came along here and told us, oh, you see these two piles of rocks? They just happened by accident. The water, maybe it just pushed them up here and stacked them up like that. Or maybe they fell down from the high place up here and just rolled up and stacked themselves like that. Or maybe the rocks on their own just jumped on top of each other. None of these stories would be able to explain what we're talking about, would they? These stories, we would say, that doesn't make any sense. How could these rocks jump on top of each other? How could the water push these rocks up like that? How? And the explanation is very simple. Someone or something stacked them up. Look how delicate it is. Just a slight tap. See that? A slight tap. So if the wind even could blow it off, how did they get stacked? And the answer is simple. Somebody came along and stacked it up. Maybe a child, maybe an adult, maybe a monkey. But something stacked these rocks up like that. So if we understand that principle, let us now look to the stars and imagine, how did all these stars arrange themselves by themselves? How? Is an accident? And how did everything come about in the first place? Do you really think that nothing was there and then suddenly something came out of nothing and then this nothing created itself and up in different forms and broke itself up into the things that we know to be stars today? And then life came out of nothing. These nothing things created some kind of life, and that life progressed and it grew and it changed itself and it changed itself some more and it became us. Now, as illogical as it would be to look at these rocks and think that they stacked themselves, how could we look at the DNA of a human being? How could we look at the universe and the beautiful system that it has of the orbs that are all in the motion, going around, all of them twirling and spinning? All of the things that we see in the universe, how could we look at that and say it happened by an accident? So just as we can use this example right here of the stacked rocks to understand it takes something behind everything. And that's where we begin to understand there is a greater one, someone or something much greater than us, with a bigger plan than us. So this is maybe a very basic way to begin, but certainly something we can all understand. It did not happen by accident. It needed planning. And who is the greatest of planners? And we're going to be discovering that and a lot more in this series about understanding Islam. So stay with us and keep watching Understanding Islam right here on IslamReligion.com.
Look around yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us? Or are we so blind to push it all aside? No, we just have to open our eyes, our hearts and minds. If we just look right, we'll see the signs. We can't keep hiding from the truth and let it take us by surprise. Protect us in the best way. Guide us every single day. Keep us close to you till the end of time.